Thurinda and Healy began the day just over 100 miles south of Nome, but the final stretch will be anything but easy. Since last night, they've gained a net of just 2 miles after drifting south on an ice floe. KNOM's Ben Matheson reports.
They were 97 miles out last night when the vessel stopped for a crew break and maintenance. They then moved 4 miles southeast on a drifting ice floe over their 12-hour rest period. They began the day at a loss 101 miles out. They've since gained around 6 miles and are within 95 miles of town. After covering a blistering 53 miles yesterday, the two again hit pressurized ice. Captain Beverly Havlick aboard the Healy said this morning that the ice pack is tough.
We're in an area right now that's a little more tight with ice pressure on it. Ice is a little bit thicker. Renda, the vessel is behind us, and we're making full progress today.
Ice thickness today is anywhere from 24 to 36 inches. Captain Havlick says increased pressure as they break through ridges requires the Healy to assist the Renda with relief cuts to give the pressurized ice some space to move. The two will soon meet an ice shadow of thinner ice formed when open leads refreeze, but that too will change soon. Closer to Nome, the vessels will meet some of the thickest ice of the journey, up to 4 feet thick. Captain Havlick says she was not anticipating the pack to have so much variety.
A little more dynamic than I expected we'd find. Well, the pressures on the ice and what it does to open up and make life pretty easy for us to transit along pretty well, pretty steady. And then it will come into an area where it's compressed and makes it a little bit tougher to go.
And aboard the Healy, Havlick says the sounds of the ice are a constant reminder of what they're doing.
It does scrape and scratch along the hull, and it is very loud. There are a number of crew members that walk around with earplugs and earmuffs on their ears just for the different areas where they work in the ship or transit through all day long with the loud sound. We're in several spaces on board the ship where it's difficult to just hear one another talk.
And that ever-present sound of ice grinding against the hull. That was ice from Sunday's slow trip through the ice. They made it just 15 miles Sunday in a full day of work. The vessels are now in their 7th day of transit from Dutch Harbor. No one involved in the mission is committing to a delivery timeline at this point. No, Mayor Denise Michaels says patience is key in this operation.
Well, of course, you know, we want the Renda to come in safely. You know, if it takes a little more time, they're being cautious. The ice is variable, current is variable. And so, you know, what we all want is to make sure that this mission or this project is done safely and it's successful.
And in Nome, crews are making last-minute checks to equipment and emergency operations plans. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.